today, right now on VFN TV, could you imagine being rated as a citizen, how good of a citizen you are? We heard about credit score. Can you imagine having a citizenship score? Where is America going to be in the next 5 years? The founder of Facebook is saying potentially we will all be rated or a part of a social media like China where they're rating their citizens of how good they are. You're going to be so surprised. A powerful program right now on VFN TV.
Welcome to VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light.
This is what I saw this morning. The United Apostates of America. Boy, when I saw that, my heart dropped. But it really set it for me that America has become, by and large, apostate now.
Deep-seated cultural codes, religious beliefs have to be changed.
We've got our back up against the wall in a way that we haven't before. You're going to have to bow or you're going to have to burn. But we're choosing to stand up, and if we burn, we burn, but we're not going to bow.
It was quite a shock for us because we used to watch the news on TV that ISIS took over Mosul, but we've never thought someday in a few hours we'll be out of our homes.
I mean, we're talking about not a 25-year, not a 100-year storm, but probably a storm that may never have been seen and may never be seen again.
We haven't seen this level of rain in the Lowcountry in 1,000 years. That's how big this is.
We in the administration and the government should give voice to the plight of Muslims living in this country.
I've come here to Cairo to seek a new beginning between the United States and Muslims around the world, one based on mutual interest and mutual respect, and one based upon the truth that America and Islam are not exclusive and need not be in competition. Instead, they overlap and share common principles.
We already know the news. We're trying to change that news.
You have to be blind not to know that America's in real trouble.
Christianity started as a relationship in Israel when God came to man. It went to Greece to become a philosophy, to Rome to become a religion, to Europe to become a tradition and part of the culture, and then to America to become an enterprise.
What I got so clear in a dream last night that I believe is pretty imminent for our country. They were invading the Southwest United States. There were droves. It was coming like a plague. They were ranked in these gangs, and these gangs were like military gangs. They had military equipment, but their ranking was based, I think, gained by their cruelty and by their insatiable desire to be even more cruel in the way they killed people. This was far more diabolical than ISIS. I mean, what I saw, just cutting off people's heads would have been merciful. It's pretty imminent for our country, the United States.
Every day of freedom is like an act of faith. And if we should die trying to live, then at least we die like human beings.
You know, we're at that moment in time, and what are we going to do with it? Understand this, if God's on your side, you're on the majority side, no matter if the whole world is against you.
You were born under an appeal to me, and when there was no way, I made a way. And no matter how bad it looks today, how big the giants look, if you'll call on everlasting God and you'll tap into that covenant, you'll take out these giants.
He asked me to come and pray for him and also pray for the city. Would you extend your hands this way? Father God, we just thank you for our new chief, David Alexander. We thank you for the man of God he is. Lord, you said that the seat of the righteous will rise and the seat of evil will come down. And we just declare those words over the Gulf Coast, God, and we pray, Lord, that we would dedicate the city to you.
We've come this night to Capitol Hill to declare that our God is not Baal, our God is not Molech, our God is not government, our God is not money, our God is not power, not pleasure, our God is not political correctness or any other man-made thing. We've come to this hill to declare that there is only one God, and he is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He's the God of Israel and of all nations. He alone is the rock upon which this nation has come into existence.
If you want biblical times, you've got it. You want the book of Acts? It's coming. You want the days of Elijah? It's here. It's time to become the Elijahs of the day.
But think about these seven mountains of culture. You could call them the religion mountain, which would be the church mountain, the family mountain, the education mountain, the government mountain, the media mountain, arts and entertainment and business. When we go into these mountains and make disciples, we can change the world.
May I say just a word to those of you who are struggling against this evil? Let me say to you to always struggle against it with Christian methods.
How many times have you screamed and yelled at your TV because of secular media was saying things you know wasn't true, some sort of political persuasion? They were given 5-second blurb to a miracle of God, and you got upset with it. But you go back to it again and again and again. What can you do? This is an answer.
Lord, raise up mighty men and women. Raise up young people. Raise up voices, not echoes. Voices that can cut through and make politicians and judges shake in their boots. Raise up prophetesses. Put a sure word in their mouth. Let it hit the news channels. Let America know God is not through with America. Revival! Revival!
With your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster. And joining me just a moment is John Ramos. If you missed our last program, we talked about Israel. It's being said that will be totally independent of America's help and the whole world's help. They'll be self-sufficient in 4 years and potentially a financial crisis coming that causes a lot of Jewish people to pull their money out of America and other countries and invest it in Israel. It was an amazing program. You got to catch it. Today's program is about what happens to the rest of the world. I mean, 4 years, 5 years. You know what Mark Zuckerberg says about, he's the founder of Facebook. He says that Facebook, which has 1.7 billion active users in it, a daily active users. Think about that. I mean, that's 1/3 of the world's population almost. He says that it will be smarter than a human being in 5 years. 4 years, Israel becomes independent, pulls back. The whole world, all of a sudden we have this technology that's smarter than a human being. We're gonna talk about that today. You're gonna be really surprised. But this is the big thing that concerns us, is in Revelation chapter 13, we'll be talking about that, because it talks about a dispensation, a time, a particular end of the age where the next age begins, and that one of the key factors of that will be about economy. It'll be about how you do business, how you make your money. And these things are taking place as we speak. They're seeing and saying, even the reports are even today, that Mark Zuckerberg was talking to India, trying to give away free internet to India's population so they can get on Facebook. And he's seen as an economic stimulator. Well, not only that, China will be talking about, they imagine this, you have credit reporting, where they report your credit score, for example. You know, you got a 700, you got a 600, you got a 200. You know, and then based on your credit score, you either get an apartment or you can't get an apartment. Or you can get a loan for a house or you can't get a loan for a house. You know, you can get a job or you can't get a job. Now imagine all this technology coming together and they rate you as a citizen. How good you are as a citizen of America. Well, guess what? That's taking place right now in China. And just like I said, in 2020, in the 5-year mark, they're going to make it mandatory for 1.3 plus billion people in China. It is amazing. We're going to talk about this and so much more after this break. Make sure you join us.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. John, This is amazing when you see these things. You know, I think the typical tendency, you know, Lance Wallu, who has this positive outlook and view and how to take the mountains, and we talk about that quite often. You know, the seven mountains of culture, which Bill Bright, his wife just passed away, by the way.
Yes, heard it about was, that. Yeah, the 89 years old.
89 years old. And that... He said, because of technology, where we've gotten in technology, and because of men's sin nature, that they'll just use it for evil. It's just, you know, the bottom line.
How can you make
money at this thing? How can you make money at this thing? And the biggest struggle for, I know when Amazon first started, Amazon is probably the largest distribution network now in the world, I guess.
Just signed in 3 million new users in just this holiday season.
It'd be nice if they signed in employees, but actually computers are doing that and technology. And but they went for years without making money. They just reinvested, and because they did that, you know, I forget the guy's name, Bezos. Now he's actually got enough money to build rockets to go to
Mars,
space. and so Zuckerberg, you know, for years, couldn't figure out how to monetize Facebook. Big thing was the app, how to monetize the app. And so they gave the app away for free for quite some time. And now, obviously, they're figuring out ways to monetize things, which monetize means, okay, they got a product. How can we make money on the product?
Make money, right.
Well, how about this? Imagine that, you know, if you look at the days when, you know, evil dictators ruled, and they still want to, you know, we talk about, you know, hegemony crickets.
There's quite a few of them still out there.
Yeah. And by the way, the word hegemony is a word we don't even need to, because we won't know what that word means. We do now.
Right.
But it means that, you know, when somebody says they want hegemony, what they're saying is they want to rule the world. When you have, you know, radical Islam and ISIS, they want hegemony. They want to rule the world. They want everything to be under their caliphate. Well, that's happening bigger in the corporate world and with the makers of money, George Soros and you know, Mark Zuckerberg and Bezos, and with Amazon. But China, right now, and China's so significant because you have to understand they're three times the size of America population.
Wow.
And businesses are wanting a part of that market. They're wanting a part of that, you know, 1.3 billion plus people in China to start buying their chicken or buying their product or being on Facebook. Because, you know, think about all the views you can get from an ad, you know, in China. And they're not in. Facebook is not presently, reportedly, in China. They want to be.
He wants to be, yeah.
And he just tries to get into India by giving away free internet. They call it Zuckerberg.com.net internet. They're talking about giving away for free to get people on Facebook. Why would they do that? It's because they can begin to control. But this particular social media, it's called Sesame something by Sesame Street, right?
Yeah.
And you're going to see how it works. But imagine this. Well, you have people on Facebook right now and, you know, these other programs, but just say Facebook, for example, which is a social media program. And they want you to be able to go out and connect to, you know, your particular page with friends. And so you go out and find your friends, or they find you, and somehow you got a little transaction, push a few buttons, and all of a sudden your friends are connected to you. And that lets people know in the business realm things they never knew. They know all of a sudden that's your uncle, that's your daughter, that's your friend. And then people start talking back and forth about what they like, what they don't like. It's amazing what people say on social media. But they're gathering all that data on you to find out how to market to you, how to sell to you. Well, guess what? China is working with that right now on how to rate you as a citizen. And if you rate low in your score, how good of a Chinese citizen you are, then they're going to make it difficult for you to get loans, to get jobs. It sounds just like Revelation chapter 13.
It's voluntary now, but
2020, it is going to be mandatory.
Wow.
And it's that same time frame that we're talking about. I want you to see this video. This video kind of breaks it down and kind of explains it. But imagine it's going to kind of break it down a little bit so you can understand it. But this technology is present today. The question is, you know, how is it going to be used? China's choosing to use it the way that a dictator would have used it before, but they're using social pressure.
Yeah.
Social pressure. Alinsky. It's amazing, isn't it? Take a look.
Okay, so one of you recently brought this to our attention, and when we first started looking into it, we couldn't believe it. Even now, looking at this, I keep thinking that there's gotta be something about this that I just don't understand. Like, I must be reading this wrong. It's just so clearly something out of dystopian science fiction, and yet, here it is in our world, and people are actually embracing it. Apparently, China has gamified being an obedient citizen. Going under the innocuous name of Sesame Credit, China has created a score for how good a citizen you are. And that's one of the scariest things I've heard in quite a while. It's jointly run by Tencent. Yes, that Tencent, the one that owns Riot Games and has a significant share in Epic and Activision Blizzard, and also the ascendant Chinese competitor to Amazon, Alibaba, hence the name Sesame. So the owners of China's largest social networks have partnered with the government to create something akin to the US credit score. But instead of measuring how regularly you pay your bills, it measures how obediently you follow the party line. They dredge data from your social network, so if you post pictures of Tiananmen Square or share a link about the recent stock market collapse, your Sesame credit score goes down. Share a link from the state-sponsored news agency about how good the economy's doing, and your score goes up. But Alibaba and Tencent are also the largest online retailers in China, so Sesame Credit is also able to pull data from your purchases. If you're making purchases the state deems valuable, like work shoes or local agricultural products, your score goes up. If you import anime from Japan, though, down the score goes. And this score has real-world consequences. Like many games, Sesame Credit has tiers and levels, and having a high score gives you special benefits, like making it easier to get the paperwork you need to travel, or making it easier to get a loan. Now, currently, there are no consequences for having a low score, but there's been talk about implementing penalties once the system becomes mandatory in 2020. Penalties like slower internet speeds for low-scoring citizens, or even restricting the jobs that a low-scoring person's allowed to hold. But there's one more layer to Sesame Credit, and here's where this goes from being repulsive to downright insidious. Because this is all part of a social network, it also scans your friends. So you will lose points for having friends with low obedience scores. And it tells you this. At any point, anybody can check anyone else's score. And when you check your own score, Sesame Credit provides a handy map of your friends to show you who's dragging your score down. Have you ever had that thing where you play a game with somebody who wasn't doing very well, and you've tried to change their behavior to make them do better? Or maybe after a while, you just sort of stopped playing with the people who were holding you back? That's at the heart of how this system works. And it's also what makes this one of the most terrifying tools of authoritarian oppression I've ever read about. Because, like, mass censorship, jail time, assassinations, those are all big, messy implements for keeping a population in line. That messiness and severity foster resentment, eventually rebellion. They're expensive, they're unwieldy. In the end, those tools are impossible to maintain. But social pressure? Ostracization? Those things are free. They happen on their own. And as a government tool, they don't have nearly the same potential for going embarrassingly, disastrously wrong. With a system like this in place, a government doesn't even have to tell neighbor to spy on neighbor, to rat each other out. Because that's all built into a seemingly innocuous game system. The government need not step in. Re-education will be handled for them by friends, classmates, and relatives who want to maintain a high score. And if that doesn't work, then potentially dangerous ideas still end up quarantined by the social isolation this game system causes. Express or help to spread too many radical ideas, and people will stop associating with you. And not because some jackbooted thug showed up at the door with threats, but simply because associating with somebody with those ideas will lose them all the privileges they've worked so hard to obtain. It recontextualizes obedience to an authoritarian regime. In the past, you obeyed such powers because you were afraid. Fear kept you motivated. But fear is negative. It fosters resentment. The world we're stepping into instead uses positive reinforcement to promote being subservient to the will of the regime. It's Big Brother's kinder, gentler hand. And the things that make this scary is that we've seen the efficacy of this only too well in games. You may not actually know this, but when World of Warcraft was in its early stages of development, it had an unrested penalty mechanic that started limiting experience gains for players who had played too much. And players hated it. They resented it, and they complained about it every day. So, after brainstorming on this for a while, Blizzard had the idea to simply change how the mechanic was presented. Without changing any of the existing numbers or systems, they started referring to the unrested experience penalty state as normal and made it the default. And they started calling the original normal experience gain state as rested. That's all they changed, and everybody loved it. People would log on every day just to get that bonus. positive reinforcement works wonders. But unlike World of Warcraft, which built a system just to get people to embrace meaningless grinding, Sesame Credit has built a system to get people to enjoy falling into line. Now, the system's not mandatory yet. It's opt-in right now. But it's going to be mandatory in 2020, and there's a terrible brilliance to phasing that in. The early adopters are going to be people excited about this system, people who are already patriotic and are eager for anything that'll help display that patriotism to the world. And as early adopters, they're going to talk it up. They're going to give it an air of being positive and fun. Then it'll be foisted on the society as a whole. More than that, though, the early adopters are going to compete. Already, you can see hundreds of thousands of tweets displaying people's high scores or showing off the new milestones they've hit, giving hard numbers to their patriotism, and giving them bragging rights for being the most patriotic, most right-thinking person they know. And that's gonna set the tone for how Sesame Credit is intended to be used, as a competition to see who can agree with the government the most. We've talked about propaganda games on this channel before, but for all the time we've spent examining and deconstructing terrible games that espouse hate, and for all the studies on propaganda games James has done, this is the use of game systems that frightens me the most. Because to most people, Sesame Credit will seem benign, perhaps even fun. It's a conversation starter, something to share with your friends. But it's making heavy use of all the psychological motivators that we game makers deploy in scoring systems and ladders and levels, systems that we build to shape play habits and to keep people coming back. Like I said, I'm still kind of in a state of disbelief looking at this. If any of you are watching this from China, please tell me if I'm misunderstanding this thing, because I would love to be wrong about it. If not, well, I hope this episode can do some small amount to help the fight to keep such a system from becoming mandatory. For everyone in the rest of the world, I hope this helps remind us all how important it is to be aware and to be vigilant. All of these gamification techniques we've learned through making games offer incredible opportunities for making this world a better, more engaging place. But every great tool carries with it the potential for misuse. And it's on us, as a community who understands this amazing new medium, to do what we can to stop.
I mean, you think about this. You think about this. That after this massacre that took place at the Washington Navy Base shipyard, where there this guy who plays all these games, he would play these games so much that they brought him food to his place.
16-hour marathon, Greg. 16 right. hours.
And then what the game was is about having a gun and shooting. Then he goes and takes a natural, real gun, walks into the Navy base, and starts shooting our citizens. And then as that was still being broadcasted, the next day, John, the next day, the people who make these games made one of their biggest releases of the next version of the game that he was watching. It was like $1.1 billion worth of sales, something yeah. like that. The next day. And you say, you know, you wonder, and we've talked about this before, and we'll make it a related program. The question is, why aren't we paying attention to people that are practicing and rehearsing murder every day? I mean, they couldn't get soldiers in World War I. It was hard for them to pull their trigger to be able to kill someone because it's something you don't naturally do. So in World War II, they trained the soldiers to practice shooting people, shooting human targets, you know, silhouettes and those type of things. And they were able to raise the score because they practiced shooting people. And so America, and these games that they're playing, across the world, but they've practiced daily on how to kill people, how to rob, how to, you know, armed burglary and murder and all these things that are going on. And it's just an addiction that's going on. But now you're looking at, and then they get different, you know, contests and you get rated on it. You merge social media with game media and you bring all that stuff together. You got China going, we're going to rate you as a citizen. And this is my concern is because, you know, what we're told in Revelation chapter 13, which is this age is shifting and coming into, is that it's going to require patient endurance to go through these rough times because you're going to have to be willing to have no score or low score and not to be popular. Because
ostracized, marginalized, yeah. isolated.
Yeah, you can either be powerful or popular, but you can't be both. You're going to have to be faithful. We're going to have to be faithful to God through this difficult time. And it's going to require wisdom, it says, for us to be able to apply the knowledge that we have. And my concern, John, is that, you know, because we're so blessed and been blessed for so long in America, that most people are just flying by the seat of their pants. I mean, things are so well
functioning that, you know, you can be stupid for a long time.
Yes,
I mean, think
can.
About it. You got kids, you know, living with their parents. They're teenagers. They're rebelling because their parents, they have no idea. You're eating, breathing, living inside of your parents' blessing, not yours.
That's right.
And so, but imagine America is living in the blessings of those who did fight and stood for what's right and stood for our country and stood for the Lord. But now here we are in this time where people are living haphazardly. And we're going to talk more about this when we get back. But, you know, Rick Joyner's new book, you got to get it, The Army of the Dawn. I don't know if you can see it now. It's called Army of the Dawn. Just came out. But he talks about it, that less than 10% of Christians know their purpose in Christ and less than that know their calling in Christ.
Less than
10%.
10%.
So you think about 100% of the Christians in America, whatever number you want to put out there, 90%+ of them, John, are not discipled. They don't know the things and the ways and the word of God in the context of it. And we talk about that all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But how are you going to make it through these days and not be deceived? How are you going to make it through these days and be faithful to God? I mean, how are you going to not fall for the trap of going, like, I got to have a high score because I got to have a job? And how many people sell God out and did not follow God and stayed in that city and stayed in that country or stayed in that place because they said it's my job? Well, the whole end time shift in this next season, end time age, is going to be about your job. It's going to be about economy.
That's right.
You're going to have to be able to believe God, you know, that when he guides, he'll provide. But it's not okay to say, I've got to take this mark of the beast so that I can buy and sell. I got to get this grade from this social media concept, right, from Sesame Credits. I mean, it's just amazing what's taking place. We're going to talk more about this when we get back from the break, because this is what he says in the book of Revelation, which is the history in advance. This is what's taking place. This is prophecy. In Revelation 13, he says that the beast, satanic rule, will take place at some point where he will have the authority to be able to control the economy. And you will not be able to buy anything or sell anything. How commerce works, he'll be in control of it. And you got to be able to take the mark to be able to get in the business. Well, that's exactly what they just said with China with Sesame Credits.
Hmm.
And Mark Zuckerberg with 1.7 billion active users wanting to bring China or India, China, but obviously.
India. Right,
he
now
went to China. He went to Washington, D.C. to the White House and met with the president of China with his wife was pregnant and said, ask the president of China who's been killing every baby more than one in the family. Hmm. Because they didn't allow anybody to have more than one child, and they killed it, aborted it, and they just now allowed you to have two. But if you have three, that's going to, the same thing's going to happen. He asked them to actually name his baby. Of course, the leader said no, but think about it. What's he trying to do? He's trying to get China as a market. He's trying to get India as a market. What, to be under that where everybody's talking and bringing that data in, what's going to happen? The same thing that we're seeing in China. They're going to call it for the business. They're going to call it, this is a business decision. That's exactly what Revelation 13 says. He says it will be a business. Don't worry about it. This is just business. More when we get back from the break.
I want to share with you about our special offer 2000. You want to get this special offer. Just for partnering with VFN TV for any amount. It's yours. We want to get it to you. And it's called This is an Act of War. Has World War III begun, and is this the coming mark of the beast? These were the statements. This is an act of war by the Francis president, François Hollande, right after the Paris attacks. If you remember, he closed the borders immediately. And what happened was a complete tragedy. But he says this is an act of war and that France was going to be engaged. But in this message, you're going to find out some very interesting and some startling information, one of which is that, is this a prelude to the mark of the beast? How are we going to get there? Are we on the verge of World War III? You're also going to find out about biometrics identity. They have a system already designed, and they want to implement for 7 billion people where they're digitally tagging you with an ID, and guess what? It's already happened with 200 people living in India. You don't want to miss it. This is a time for the church to wake up as to what is happening right now. You want to get this message. You want to partner. And it's through your partnership and our sponsors that we're able to continue to do what we're doing, keeping the conversation light. You become a partner at VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com and select partner now. Or you can do it by mail. And you want to mail VFN TV at 6500 North Pensacola Boulevard, Pensacola, Florida, 32505. And you can always feel free to call at 844-408-3688. Again, that number is 844-408-3688. Partner today.
This is Eternal MC. Thank you for watching VFN TV.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Regardless of personal limitations, you can be assured that with God's help, you can accomplish great things. With Focus on the Family Minute, I'm John Fuller, and here's David Ring sharing his insights about living victoriously.
What's wrong with cerebral palsy? It's a minority. I beg your ever-loving pardon. Because the Bible says, if God be for me, who can be against me? They tell me it's a handicap. It's a disability. Baloney, baloney, baloney. I would be like I am in a day. They're a healthy man that don't know the power of God.
More from David Ring today on this station or at FocusOnTheFamily.com/radio.
And we want to encourage you today. Listen, the Lord is a faithful Father. He is hope and love himself. He's compassionate. He's gracious. He's full of mercy. Mm-hmm. And although he is sharing with us and letting us know that, listen, judgment is upon us, if we repent, if we cry out to him, if we seek him and humble our ways and acknowledge, Lord, we have sinned before you, things can turn. Mm-hmm. Things can turn. Things don't have to happen. And that is our desire, and that is our hope.
Right, and that's why it's so important to partner with us. Yeah. So we can continue to be that trumpet, that clearing call.
Absolutely, absolutely. Partner, partner, partner. We have all different ways how you can do that just by going to VFNTV.com. We have worked very hard to try to put things together in a way that you can easily find it. There's ways for you to partner as a sponsor. There's ways for you to partner as an underwriter. Just go to VFNTV.com and you'll see the torch on the right hand in the center of the page, and you'll be able to follow, has some hands around the torch. Mm-hmm. That's your hands. That's our hands. That's all of us holding the torch together so that we can continue to keep the light in this dark world, and so that others can come and be informed and grow in the things of God. Listen, we can do this when we have our eyes focused on Jesus and on him alone, and when we have our ears attentive to his very word.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. Imagine if you had your business, you had a business, and 1.7 billion people come to your business every day to be able to do business with you. 1.7 billion people.
That's with a B.
That's a B.
And there's 7 billion people on the face of the earth right now.
7 billion and one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, that's exactly. You're looking at one third. And then you think about, and that's what Mark Zuckerberg with Facebook has.
Yeah.
And it's not like they're just going to come in and just, you don't know who they are. They browse through your store and they left. And you're thinking, man, I was hoping they were going to buy something. These people come through your store and leave little notes all over the place going, this is my baby that was just born. Hey, I just posted a meal I just ate. This is my aunt. And they start telling you all kinds of information that's going to help you go, wow, I can actually market to them.
Absolutely.
This is what's happening right now. How old is Mark? Late 20s?
Not even 30. Yeah, about 26, 27 years old, I believe.
I mean, his frontal lobe just developed when he was 25, which is the consequence part of your brain, you know. And it's like, this is amazing what's taking place. And China has their own. that they're using called Sesame Credit and Alibaba, we know about. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not, that's not just a marketer for China, but many American stores today, the reason why you can go get a cell phone cover for $1 or $2 because Alibaba sold them 1,000 of them for 50 cents.
Yeah, that's the Amazon version, the Chinese Amazon version.
And a lot of stuff on Amazon probably came from Alibaba where they it there because Amazon makes nothing.
Yeah.
Probably Alibaba doesn't either, but they have relationships with the factories in China, which is a lower waged, which is a whole other topic I'm going to talk about someday. You know, historically, people talk about, you know, the cotton industry, which is horrifically in our history, was done on the backs of people that weren't paid, and people were buying clothes made by that cotton. And we look at that and we say that's evil. But the same people that say it's evil today, they have no problem buying the proverbial cotton today that's made in China on the backs of people that are being underpaid or paid at all for what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And it's like every generation.
Huge disconnect.
Yes, total huge disconnect. And so, but we're not going to talk about that. And so my concern is that you're not going to be able to just, you know, fly by the seat of your pants, live a life haphazardly, because you're going to have to pay attention. You're going to have to be engaged. When God calls you, you say Jesus Christ is the Lord of your life. That's a serious statement. It means that he is in charge of your life. It means if he says no, you don't go. If he says yes, then you do go. If he says this is how you live your life, you know, this is how you live your life. Obviously.
That's what Lord means, right? Lord.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, I'm proof positive that we're not always successful at that. We make mistakes and we sin, but God says that he understands that. That's why Jesus died for our sins, and that, you know, we can confess our sins and he'll forgive us of our sins. But we, those sins are in the conjunction of us getting in partnership with God and following him. And if you're not even choosing to know his ways. Mm-hmm. I mean, he says in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, he says, do not conform to the patterns of Alibaba. Do not conform to the patterns of Facebook. Do not conform to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, which is your soul, what you think, what you want, and what you feel. And then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, his good, his pleasing, and his perfect will. If we haven't yet been transformed, if we hadn't got into God's word and learned how to think differently, to feel differently, and to want differently, then we're so susceptible to anything, especially social pressure. It is amazing. It is amazing that you don't want it to be. And for a lot of years, I've always said, well, you know, I got to figure this out. And the thing is, people just respond to crowds. They respond to social pressure. They don't necessarily always want to be, you know, number one, but they don't want to be the negative one.
Or last.
And so you have to be transformed, which means being a disciple, which means finding out. Jesus said, teach them all that I commanded you. Teach them all that I commanded you, that I taught you. Teach them this. Teach the nations. Make disciples of the nations. And a disciple is someone who actually knows and follows Jesus' teachings, what he says. And if not 90%+, according to Rick Joyner in his book, you know, The Army of the Dawn, that's just out, is don't even have their calling or their purpose, then that's 90% that's easily susceptible, which is a huge, huge mark on the pulpits of America.
Absolutely.
Why aren't we discipling anybody? And I'll tell you, I'll just take a shot at it, because a lot of people would leave.
Yeah.
If you said, this is what Jesus says, this is what, you know, you have to do, then it'll be just like when Jesus said that in John chapter 6. Everybody left almost. Mm. And all that was left of the disciples.
12.
And then he even said to them, what about you? You're going to leave me next. And that's when Peter said, where else can we go? You got the keys of eternal life.
That's right.
And so to be able to come out and say, listen, this is the authentic, this is the reality. Revelation, the book of Revelation, is a revelation of Jesus Christ. And he says in Revelation chapter 13 that permission is going to be given to this beast that's going to rule for 42 months, that's going to have permission to be able to make war against the saints and have to do whatever it wants to do. Look what the enemy does right now when there's restraint. Imagine 42 months of no restraint.
Hmm.
Imagine no restraint against the body of Christ, against Jews and against Christians on the face of this earth. Imagine what would happen. Right now there's restraint.
Yeah.
42 months of no restraint. At the same time, he talks about in Revelation chapter 13 about it's about the economy. And that's what they're saying with Sesame Credit in China is you get rated as a citizen. So, I'm always surprised what people post on their social media. It's like, don't you understand? Everybody's going to see that. And that may have been how you felt for a moment, but this whole data system is going to assume that's just who you are.
That's right.
And it will define you as that. And not good. And by the way, you'll have a low rating on that. And how many people feel valuable based on the number of friends that they have?
Or likes. Yeah.
And they feel depressed because now all of a sudden people aren't liking their posts. It's like you can't even, the society has been raised up in such a way that you can't even give a waiter a complete compliment, because if you do, they're going to give you a card to fill out so they can take it to their boss and get an extra star on their board so they can, it's like, oh my goodness. Everybody wants to get a star. Everybody wants to get a like. People want to say, this is what I'm eating, like it. This is what I'm wearing, like it. Yeah. This is how I feel about politics, like it. And it's just buying right into this whole system that's going on right now. You know, I guess, you know, the natural tendency is for people to want to be liked. But the question is, do you want to be loved by God, liked by heaven, or would you rather be liked and loved by the world, friends with the world? We have to make up our mind, because he says, if you're... to be friends with the world is to be an enemy of God.
Mm.
And so being unpopular is something that God said would happen. He said, you will be treated just like the teacher, you know, no better than the teacher, how Jesus was treated. And we've so integrated ourselves as the church, we really truly believe our own press. And we get back from the break, we're going to talk more about this, because I'm going to read straight from Revelation chapter 13. You'll see how what's taking place with Sesame Credit, which is opt-in today but mandatory in 2020, with 1.9 billion followers and daily business activity with Zuckerberg, is trying to get that man to name his baby.
Wow.
And trying to break into China, and if you get India, so you get into China and India, that's almost 100% of the world's population. I mean, you're looking probably 80-85% of the world's population. We need wisdom. We need to patient endurance, because we're about to go through some stuff. And we got to stay faithful to the Lord, who is faithful to us. More when we get back from the break.
This is VFN TV, where we're keeping the conversation light. Follow us online at VFNTV.com. We'll be right back.
Did you know it's our partners who stand with us every single month that helps VFN TV and VFN Radio come to pass? I want to encourage you, go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's very simple to do. And what we do is a thank you. You have access to the green room, which is different things that people don't have access to, different parts of the interviews, teachings, and specials, so much more, just to say thank you. Go to VFNTV.com and partner today. It's so, so simple.
Welcome back.
This is so interesting. You know, it's not enough to know the news. You need to know what to do with the news you know. And
most
I am
definitely.
So thankful for VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, because who's talking about this? I mean, if Israel's going to be independent in the next 4 years,
who's talking about
the financial crisis that's going to take place? These systems are being kicked in place to be able to, through social pressure, you know, to be able to cause people to line up. Well, that's what that's what Hitler wanted, but it was done through, you know,
force and murder.
This really worked. It's amazing how well it works. The media goes by it. I remember we were dealing with a motel for a conference once, and the motel tells us, you know, if we get any negative ratings, we have to change things.
Yeah.
Like one person made a negative report on that hotel, they were going to change everything. That one person was going to change everything. And it's like, that's pretty powerful system that's being set up. And you're going to have to be able to do what's right, even if you get bad ratings.
Mm.
But, I mean, you think about, you know, if and I want to see that number again, less than 10%. This is what Rick Joyner of Morningstar Ministry writes in his book, Army of the Dawn, that just came out, and you got to get it, that less than 10% know their purpose. Christians know their purpose, and less than that know their call. That's so important, because It's like, how do you know the Lord? I mean, you can, when you make a decision to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, now you have to get invested in the relationship. There's something you need to do. Jesus said, teach them everything that I commanded you to do. Make disciples of the nation. A disciple is someone who knows and follows his teachings. This is what he says. This is a disciple, those who actually know and follow my teachings. And when you do that, you'll know the truth, and the truth will set you free. There's so much bondage in our lives, in the church's lives, because of not following the teachings of Jesus. But in that, the revelations come. But think about it, is deception can come. If Jesus is the truth, it means the world is the lie.
Hmm.
Well, if you don't know the truth, somebody says, well, I know Jesus. Well, the demons know Jesus and tremble.
Yeah, big deal.
The fact is, do you know his teachings? Do you know what he says, how marriage should be, how family should be, how finance should be? You know, that it does matter how you treat people. It does matter how you live your life. There is grace for that. There's mercy for that. But it's not grace and mercy that you're experiencing if, in fact, you're not even bothering to know him and know his ways. It's a choice that you haven't yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life. And he says he will lead you. He will. We talk about abiding all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You need to abide like you've never abided before. You need to go to iabide.org. We have a simple plan for you right there, a simple few steps, and begin to abide. Practice hearing his voice. Watch him show himself mighty in your life and build your confidence so that when things happen like we're talking about, you can easily go, no matter how much I would want to do that, this is going to be contrary or take me in a different way that the Lord would want me to go. It's an easier decision to make. And but he says, you know, in the context of that, in Revelation chapter 13, he's talking about the beast rising up, and you know, it's not necessarily going to be some animal, but you're looking at some beast, satanically led government, satanically led authorities. That's what that is. You know, rising up, and they're going to be given a power to do things. One is to make war against the saints, and he says that in Revelation chapter 13. He's going to be given permission, John, permission to do that. He says in verse 5, Revelation 13, verse 5, he says, then the beast was allowed to speak great blasphemies against God. So this is allowed to be happening. And he was given authority to do whatever he wanted to for 42 months. So the evilness of Satan was loosed on the earth for 42 months. And in verse 7, it says, the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people.
For 3.5 years is what that is, 42 months.
So the beast was allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. I mean, think about that. How many people, how much gospel preaching has been going on that says if something bad happens to you, then God's not with you.
Mm-hmm.
You should have a fancy car, fancy house, the great job.
Wow.
And it's like, no, I mean, you don't know how. Sometimes there's seasons of plenty and sometimes there's seasons of lack. But we got to learn to be content in following God in them. But he says, listen, in verse 7, he says, the beast has been will be allowed to wage war against God's holy people and to conquer them. And he will be given authority to rule over every tribe and people and language and nation.
Mm.
You think, how will he do that? I don't know. Sesame credit, social media, you know, things you do by choice today will be by force tomorrow.
Wow.
And then he says, and all the people who belong to this world, who worship the beast, they're the ones that'll be buying into it. And so this is the thing, is somebody's, oh, well, I won't buy into it. Well, the thing about it is, if you haven't yet made Jesus Christ the Lord of your life, you will buy into it.
Hmm.
I mean, can you handle the pressure? Can you handle the bad press? Can you handle everybody calling you down when you're up? Can you handle everybody calling you a liar when you're speaking the truth? Listen, you're never going to get, the enemy's relentless. He's never going to give you one. He's not going to give you one. And if he is giving you one, it's because he's pulling you further into something. You just can't look for your identity in the eyes of other people, nor can you look for the approval coming from those that are walking in darkness. Then he says this. He says, all these things take in place. He says, this means that God's holy people must endure persecution patiently and remain faithful in it. So he's not saying you're going to be out of here. You know, people are talking like, yeah, we're going to be out of here. No pain's going to happen. Well, that's kind of unfair to the young boy who was just beheaded in the Middle East for having faith in Jesus, isn't it? It's kind of unfair when you're looking what's taking place in Northern Africa right now when these radical Muslims are coming in and killing Christians during the Christmas, this Christmas.
That's right.
He says, this means that God's holy people, which means God's holy people is going to be on the face of the earth, God's holy people who've been, enemies been given permission to make war against them and to conquer them. Conquer doesn't mean destroy, but conquer means now you're up under them. This means that God's holy people must endure all this with endurance and patience. And we got to remain faithful in it. And it's like, how can we have patient endurance and remain faithful to what? To who? We don't even know yet. You got to become his disciple. So that's what you'll be faithful to what he said. And then he goes on to say this, and this is the last thing before we close, and you can have more about this on the VFN Torch. But he says in Revelation chapter 13, he says about the economy, he's talking about this beast rising up that has this authority, he will require everyone, just like China's Sesame Credit, he will require everyone, small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to be given a mark on their right hand or forehead, and no one can do business. No one can go buy something. No one can buy or sell anything, John, unless they get in this Alibaba secret credit type stuff. Think about it.
Open sesame, right?
unless they take this mark, which was either the name of the beast or the number of the beast. And he says, this thing is going to require wisdom. So you can't just walk haphazardly in this. You got to pay attention. I mean, you got to stay tuned to VFN TV. Go to VFNTV.com. Listen, we are walking this thing out together because the enemy is setting things up, but God is allowing it to take place because this season is wrapping up quickly and rapidly. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I thank you for those that are watching and listening, Father God. I thank you, Lord God, that you're drawing them to yourself. God, I pray for a deep desire and a passion to say, I want to know this Jesus in whom I profess. I want to know his ways. I want to find out what he says. I want to be his disciple. Lord, I just pray that that hunger would be met, Father God. We just call them in Jesus' name. I want to tell you, you can go to a VFN dreamcenter.org, and we have what's called Emmaus Road for you. And that's a pathway that you can get on to begin to become a disciple of Jesus Christ. You need to get on it. You need to get on it now because time is short. It's going to take patient endurance to be able to walk through this thing. You're going to have to remain faithful to who and what. You learn that as a disciple, and it's going to take wisdom. You can find that at vfndreamcenter.org. God bless.
We want to give a special thanks to all of our sponsors and partners. Visit VFNTV.com and visit our sponsors for all of their contact information, phone numbers, web addresses, emails. Call them today.
You've been listening to VFN Radio. I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you joined us. Don't forget you can catch us at VFNTV.com. On your mobile applications, you can download it at VFNTV.com. Go to your Apple apps, your Android apps, and all those wonderful apps. We enjoyed our time together. And don't forget, 24/7 on VFN Radio. God bless.
We're family. Did you know that? God has called us to be family. We're called to be the family of God. It's Father God. It's not like King God. It's Father God. And Jesus is our elder brother. Yes, he's our Lord and our Savior, but he's the firstborn. He's the head of the church. He's our elder brother. We are not, we're heirs of God, not heirs of Jesus. We're joint heirs with Jesus.
That's right.
We're family. We're sisters and brothers. That's what we're supposed to love each other. The family of God. I remember Jesus was sitting around with his disciples in a house, by the way, and he's teaching them about the things of God. Mm-hmm. And his biological mother, Mary, and brother comes to the house, and they're knocking on the outside of the door. And they said, and of course, they're talking to each other. Mary and her son's talking and says, oh, my goodness, Jesus has lost his mind. They really thought Jesus lost his mind.
That's right.
They lost his mind, and he hasn't eaten. He's been a long time since he's eaten. We need to go rescue him. We need to rescue him from his ministry because he's lost his mind. Don't you know this is supposed to happen in a temple, not in a house? And this goes on. And then Jesus, of all the things he said, this is very important. Of all the things he said, he said, you know, somebody comes out and said, yo, your mom was outside. You know? And yo, sir. No, yo, your mom's outside. And so Jesus stops and he pauses. He looks at the disciples and he's talking to them. He says, listen, let me tell you who the family of God is. Mm. Let me tell you who my mother and my brother is. Those who do the will of my Father. Yes, oh, more than anything, you want your biological family to follow God. But the truth is, you have no control over them. You tell them the truth and you honor their decision. Listen, the true family of God is those who follow his teachings, that have a desire to follow Jesus. See, the church is a family. Get into your, right now where you're at, in your fellowship. Say, listen, we need to start being family.
Mm-hmm.
And if people just still relate to you like sand, like organizations, like an orphanage, you know, just get your food, sit down, shut up, don't know nobody. Listen, find a fellowship that functions as family. Maybe Vine Fellowship Network's for you. Maybe there's a church in your area. Maybe God has planted in your heart. So you know what? I want to begin this in my own city. Check it out. VineFellowshipNetwork.org, where we're loving God, loving others, and leading others to do the same.